Radio Atlantic Super News for this Tuesday broadcast in Winston Wright. While Bush administration officials were upbeat on Iraq's newly signed interim constitution, Shiite leaders were warning that the document could provoke civil war. Though Shiites grudgingly agreed to approve the document Monday following intense delays, criticism of the clause potentially granting autonomy to the Kurdish minority continued Tuesday, as Iraq's majority ethnic group said it would seek to introduce changes further down the line. One of Iraq's foremost Shiite clerics, Ayatollah Muhammad Taqi al-Mudarrisi, accused the U.S. of willfully including the federalism clause to maintain tensions in the country and thereby justify ongoing U.S. troop presence. The main clause Shiites object to is one they fear will enable Kurds to veto a permanent constitution to be written next year if it does not enshrine their demands for autonomy. In contrast, President Bush praised the 22-page charter, saying its adoption was a historic milestone in the Iraqi people's long journey from tyranny and violence to liberty and peace. Meanwhile, U.S. authorities also moved to calm Turkish fears of a new interim constitution that could lead to the establishment of an autonomous Kurdistan on Turkey's border. A Turkish government spokesman said Monday that Ankara was unhappy with the new basic law and warned it would pave the way for more instability in the neighboring country. Turkey fears that increased political influence for the Iraqi Kurds could set an example for their restive cousins in adjoining southeast Turkey. There are unconfirmed reports that U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell is already dispatched an envoy to Ankara to try and calm that country's fears. CIA Director George Tenet refused Tuesday to tell Congress whether he tried to cool Bush administration rhetoric about the claim that Iraq possessed weapons of mass destruction. Following an exchange with Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy, who asked Tenet if he privately challenged Bush and others and why he didn't speak up publicly, Tenet said he wasn't going to talk about what he did or didn't do, and that had he believed someone was misconstruing intelligence, he wouldn't have said so publicly. He said, "I do the intelligence. They take the intelligence and assess the risk and make a policy judgment." Kennedy cited several occasions when officials referred to an urgent threat, the possibility of a nuclear attack, and other, in his words, warmonger descriptions of weapons programs it now appears Saddam Hussein didn't have. A leading Democratic senator reminded Tenet of his affirmation last month that Iraq posed no imminent threat, asking him what he thought was his responsibility regarding the administration's overheated rhetoric. But the CIA director steadfastly refused to say the policymakers misrepresented the intelligence facts to justify war. Tenet's testimony came as Secretary of State Colin Powell said the Beyond the Offensive called for Iraq's alleged weapons of mass destruction to be excluded from the political debate. In an interview with Fox News Channel, Powell was said to be reacting to the ongoing Democratic assault on the Bush administration's credibility, as leading Democrats, including presidential contender John Kerry, continue accusing the administration of hyping intelligence and misleading Congress and the public. Kerry said in a recent speech, "We were misled, not only in intelligence, but misled in the way that the president took us to war." Those are Radio Atlantic Cuba's top stories for this Tuesday, March 9th. Once again, RAC's headlines. Argentina faces off with International Monetary Fund, but backs down at the last moment. And international religious and scientific leaders launch appeal to U.S. and all nuclear states to never use nuclear weapons. From our studios in Havana, I'm Winston Wright.